Hey, greetings all. This is our family devotion put out by Mount Calvary Lutheran Church. This is Pastor Christopher Stout, and this is our family. Everyone say hi.
Hi!
Everyone together, bless yourselves. In the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In a little bit, Solomon and Henry are going to do a reading from John chapter 2, in which Jesus changes water into wine. This is the first of Jesus' signs, and he does it at a wedding. Jesus loves marriage, and he does it because his mom requested it. Jesus loves the family, and one of the results of this miracle is that his disciples believe in him. Jesus loves the church. So as you're hearing this, and as we continue to speak about it and talk around the family with it, you can think about these three things that Jesus loves. And if Jesus loves it, he calls us to love it as well. Jesus loves marriage, Jesus loves the family, and Jesus loves the church. This is from John chapter 2. Solomon's going to begin our reading.
On the third day, there was a wedding, and it was at Cana in Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples, but the wine ran out. The mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for washing. Each jar held 20 or 30 gallons of water. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. Then the master of the feast tasted the water and now become wine. He did not know where it came from. The servants who had drawn the water knew. The master of the feast called to the bridegroom. He said to them, "Everyone serves the good wine first when people have drunk freely. Then they serve the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now."
Henry, you want to finish this out?
Jesus did this first sign at Cana in Galilee, and he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, Jesus went down to Capernaum. He went with his mother and his brothers and his disciples. And they stayed there a few days.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So this is Jesus, the first of his signs. He did at Cana in Galilee. He did it at a marriage where a husband and wife bind themselves to God and bind themselves to other. Our Lord tells a man shall leave his father and mother and cling fast to his wife. The two shall become one flesh. This institutes marriage. In the Garden of Eden, our Lord also tells Adam and Eve, the first of the married couples, to be fruitful and multiply. And this institutes the family, beginning with husband and wife, being fruitful and multiply. And there our Lord gives us the gift of children. Jesus turns water into wine because Mary was his mother. Mary was at the wedding. Mary was invited. Jesus also was there. And Mary says they have no wine. Jesus turns water into wine. Even as this is a burden, Jesus says, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Jesus loves marriage. Jesus loves the family. And Jesus loves the church. He does this and his disciples believe in him. So one of the things you can do with your family is you can speak. Mary says to Jesus, they have no wine. Jesus listens to his mother. And Mary even says to the disciples, just do whatever he tells you. Part of the thing about this story is that of listening to the ones in authority. Jesus would have authority over the servants. Do whatever he tells you. So kids, do you think you can give an example of when you help mommy and daddy out by listening to something that we've asked you to do?
What was mine again?
Dorothea, do you have something?
I sometimes help with the dishwasher when I'm told to do.
That's great.
Good job.
Dorothea, you help with the dishwasher. Henry?
I play with our baby Lazarus.
Good.
That helps mommy a lot.
Salma, is there something that you help out when we do school?
I keep Josephine calm when she gets a fit out.
Sometimes you do. You calm your brothers and your sisters down. They have you as their gift. Josephine!
What do you do when mommy teaches school?
Do you want to say anything?
Hey, Josephine, say play with mommy.
What do you do when mommy teaches school?
Do you play?
I play while mommy teaches school with the boys.
Very good. And that is very, very helpful. Now, kids, would you guys like to also say some things that maybe you don't do very well?
No.
Something maybe when we tell you to do something and you don't listen? Do you want to say anything about that?
No.
Does that ever happen?
Yeah, it does.
Do you think mommy and daddy want to say anything about how we sometimes don't listen to our moms and dads and how we sometimes didn't
listen to our moms and dads? That would surprise the elders. That would surprise the elders.
No, it wouldn't. We're all sinners. So it wouldn't surprise me. So this is why it's also very important that as you're learning how Jesus turns water into wine as the first of his signs, that Jesus is the one who turns water into wine. He does things that we can't do. He lived a perfect life. He did everything that he was supposed to do. But he came down so that he might bear our sin, be our Savior, receive all of God's wrath that we deserve for all of the times that we didn't listen in the ways that we should have. He who turned water into wine was nailed to a cross, and a spear pierced him, and water and blood came pouring forth. He who turned water into wine on the night in which he was betrayed took a cup of wine and said, "Take, drink, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins." So as we're speaking about the family, and as we're speaking about marriage, and as we are speaking about the church, our Lord gives us these three things to especially strengthen our faith so that we, like his disciples, believe in him. Lord Jesus, teach us to pray for marriage, teach us to pray for family, and teach us to pray for your church together.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
and the power, and the glory,
forever.
Amen.